Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends! We are continuing our series of Shiurim in the Sefer Hamidos L'Cheker HaAlocha and Talmudic Methodology. We are in Mida Yir Aleph. We are in Os Chaf Zayin. We saw in the previous Shiur that when the Dayanim see the Maisa, are able to be transformed from Edom to Dayanim. And they can judge based on what they saw. Shalotei Shemiyah Gedolah Meri'iyah. But we said that Etzem Re'iyas HaMaisa is the Eidus. You don't need Haggadah's Eidus, but you still need Eidus. And the Eidus is that they saw the Maisa. And then they themselves are Mekabel their own Eidus. So there is Eidus here. That's what we discussed in the previous shir. Now we're continuing. Page Chaf, Os Chaf Zayin. V'adayin tzrichim anu leva'er. Shalich, and this year should be a schus for Yitzchak Chaim Yechiel, Ben Esther, for Alexander Yisrael, Ben Chaya Martin, for Mir Maschaya, and for Vitar Ben Henech Mordechai, Ben Frida Simcha. V'adayin tzrichim anu leva'er, shalich ora, halo yachid mumche, יכול לדון גם על פי האומדנה שלו. ואם יש אומדנה יותר גדולה לבירור המציאות מכפי שראה את זה בעיניו ממש. So, in the previous shir, we also saw the idea of a yachid mumche, that if a yachid mumche, a single individual person who could be a judge, he's an expert, so he can judge, but if he sees it, then since there's no Eidus, and we said we require Eidus, even though it's not Haggadah's Eidus, but the Etzem Eidus is required, and he's only one person, it's not enough. You need at least two people to be made, and he's only one. So that doesn't suffice. So therefore, a Yachid Mumche who sees the Maisa cannot judge it, because there aren't two Eidim. But, asks Harav Amiel, why don't we say that a Yachid Mumche could be done al pi his umdina, based on his assessment? Is there a greater umdina to clarify the Metzius than what he saw? Let him judge. We know there's a rule. You can judge based on umdina. A person can judge based on how he assesses the situation. So, is there any better assessment of the situation than actually seeing it with his zwei fleischige Augen, with his two eyes? Achav ze natan shuvah maspeket echad migdolei achronim harim shemitoch pilpulo hotzi dafka nikuda mishpatit nechona meod. But on that, a sufficient answer was provided by one of the great achronim, Rav Yitzchak Meir of Gur, that from his pilpul, he brings out a very important legal point, a very correct legal point. Ki zeu klal gadol b'musag ha-mishpatim, mishpat echad yiye lachem, mishpat ha-shave le-kulchem. Ketuv ba-Torah, that there's one judgment for all of you, and Chazal say the judgment has to be equal for all of you. Ve'al ken, af al pi shekol dayan yachol lefsok al pi umdina shelo levad, b'chol zot, אין מי שיסבור שאם יבוא לבית דין עד אחד שמכירים בו בכל הודעות, בכל הוודאות, שהוא לא ישקר בשום אופן, ובטוחים בזה ב100% שיהיו הבית דין יכולים להוציא ממון על פיו. Since we have a rule of Mishpat HaShavah L'Kulchem, there has to be an equal judgment for all of you. Therefore, even though every dayan can paskin based on his personal umdina alone, nevertheless, there is nobody who holds that if he comes to Beis, one aid comes to Beis Din, and they recognize him with all certainty that he would not lie under any circumstances, and we're 100% sure that in such a case the Beis Din can extract money, as opposed to extracting a tooth, which they did for me once, and it wasn't a pleasant experience, extract money based on his testimony. Umdana, yes. One aid, no. Mishpat HaShaveh LeKulchem. There always has to be two aidim. One aid is not enough. So yes, to paskin al pi umdana, yes. But not al pi eid echad. Even if you're sure, the eid echad won't lie. Mishpat HaShaveh LeKulchem. Ulehefech, motzi manu gemara meforeshet. Lehefech, biktubot. Pehei amud alef, katuv sham bagmara amar av papa. Hashta de amar mar. Since Rav said, kimli begavei miltahi, that if somebody comes before us, before the judge, and it's clear that he's not lying, you can rely on him. And therefore, if he comes before me to judge, and the malve takes out a shtar and comes one witness, kagon abba mar bri dikim li begavei, like abba mar my son, that I reckon I know him, that he doesn't lie. So now that Rabba said that kim li begavei is something, you can rely on somebody that he's not a liar. So if I know that Abba Meir comes and I know he's not lying, Karana Shtara Apume, I am going to rip up this shtar based on his testimony. So Malva takes out a shtar and he says that it's no good. So I will rip this shtar on the base of his edus, Karana Shtar Apume. Shoela Tagmara, Karana Salka Da'atach, V'chi Yitachen Lomar, She'ed Echad Yo'il Likroa Et Ashtar, Harei Eid Echad, Avshu Ne'eman Biyoter, Ein Eidu Tomo Ila Lotzi Mamon. How can you say that you're ripping up the shtar based on one aid? You're ripping up the shtar and you're letting this person keep the money based on one aid. That's not enough. You can't rip up the shtar. Ela, what does he mean? Mirana l'shtara apume. Hayiti meira et hashtar al smach eduto klomar. Shlo hayiti magbe et hachov lemalve al smach shtar ze. Mikivan sheyesh bo reyuta. She'ed she'neman b'einei hadiyan omar shehu parua. As when he says this one aid, says that the loan is, the shtar is no good because the debt was already paid up, because the debt was already paid, he can make a reisa on the shtar. We don't actually rip it up. We can make a reisa. Ah, you know that he's telling the truth. Rip up the shtar. No. One aid is not enough. Uminayin shuel haRav Amiel be'emet lechazal she'yefshar lekroa shtar b'chai gavna. How be'emet does the chazal know that in such an instance you don't rip up the shtar? Halo efshar lekroa shtar al pi umdana demuchach ve'en umdana demuchach yoter l'rav papa me'eduto shel abba bar של אבא מר שיודע בו בוודאי שלא ישקר. So you can rip up a shtar based on an umdana demuchach, on clear circumstantial evidence. So if you can rip up a shtar based on circumstantial evidence, so you should also be able to rip up a shtar when this one aid comes and you know he's telling the truth. So why, Taka, can't you rip up the shtar? Why is it only a reisa on the shtar? It's a pagam in the shtar, it's a blemish in the shtar, but the shtar still waits for further information. Ela shebchan, anu baim mitzad mishpat echad yeh lechem hanal. Ubishvil zeh anu yicholim gam ken lefsok al peyum den ademuchach sheba miguf ha'inyan kishehu la'atzmo. Baofen, shim yavo inyan shekazeh lechol beidin sheba olam, ימצאו בזה את האומדן הדמוכח הזה וכולם יפסקו אותו הפסק דין. מה שאין כן ברב פאפה דקים לי Be'aba. Mar Bri. Sheyitachen Sharak Leikim Azafilu Hu Batzmo Lo Yachol Lekro Ashtar Al Yedei Kach Mepnei She'ein Zeh Bebchinat Mishpat Hashaveh Lekulchem. So here we come, Mitzad Mishpat Echad Yelechem, that there has to be one equal judgment for all of you. There's not different rules and different Batei Dinim. There is one overriding rule that applies to all Batei Dinim. And because of this, we can paskin based on an umdana demuchach and clear circumstantial evidence that comes from the gufa inyan, kishuhu la'atzma, from the matter itself. You can paskin in such a way that if this comes before any Beis Din in the world, if they can use this umdana demuchach, then you can also use the umdana demuchach, because the mishpat hashaveh lekulchem, and they're all going to have the same psak din. Mashen kein b'Rav Papa, only he knows that his son tells the truth. If Taka's son would have a name, everybody would know, so then it would be an umdana demuchach for everybody. Mishpat hashaveh lekulchem. Say there. But maybe only he knows about this, how honest this person is. How honest Abba Mar is. Maybe not everybody knows. So since it's his own personal knowledge, and it's not going to be a mishpat hashaveh lekulchem, we cannot rip up the shtar based on his testimony. Ve'achin amei gam kein biyachid mumche. שאף על פי שיכול לפסוק על פי ומדינה מפני שמכיוון שהוא מומחה הוא גם כן מומחה לכך להעמיד את ומדינה כראוי באופן שזה יהיה משפט השווה לכולכם כי גם כן אם יבוא אותו הדבר לכל בית דין שבעולם יפסקו את אותו הדין. So with the יחיד מומחה also, even though he can pass על פי ומדינה, because since he's a mumche, he's also a mumche. To be mami, be umdina karoi, in such a way, he can establish this evidence in such a way that it's a mishpat hashaveh lekulchem. Because if this, kigam kenim yavo, oto davar luchot beit din shebaolam yifsku oto adin, because if this comes to any beis din in the world, they'll pass in the same din. Aval kishu haya roya yechidi shel hadavar, לא יכול לפסוק על פי ראייתו, כי סוף סוף אין זה משפט השווה לכולכם. If this comes to any Beis Din in the world, they'll paskin the same din, but if when he was the only one who saw it, he can't paskin al pi ראייתו, because סוף סוף it's not a משפט השווה לכולכם. Because בשביעות שרק הבית דין הזה, הבית דין של יחיד המומחה הנעל יכול לשפוט על פי ראייתו. Only this Beis Din can paskin based on their ראייה. But no other Beis Din can, so it's not a mishpat hashaveh lekulchem. So when the one יחיד מומחה sees the event, that's not going to be enough. And you can't say, oh, paskin al pi umdana. Umdana, yes, because the mishpat hashaveh lekulchem, it applies to everybody. But if only he saw it, so only this Beis Din of this yachid can paskin this way, it's not a mishpat hashaveh lekulchem, and you don't have to weigh them. So sorry, Charlie. Ki klapei kol beit din acher eino ela eid echad kechol eid alma. Because regarding every other beis din, it's one aid like any other one aid. V'ra'aya muchrachat lechach delo tehi shmi'a gdola meri'iya eina ba rak lehashmi'a baze shelo nechutza hagadat eidut aval etzem haidut ken nechutz. אפשר להוכיח מזה גופה שאנו מחלקינן בין ראייה ביום לבין ראייה בלילה, ובלילה אנו אומרים שאין עד נעשה דיין. A compelling proof that לא תשמיע גדול מראייה is not telling us that הגודס עדוס is not necessary, but the etzem ha'edus is necessary. We can prove from the very fact that we distinguish between ri'iyah b'yom and ri'iyah b'layla. We distinguish between when the edim / dayanim saw it during the day or they saw it at night. And at night we say, ein ed na'asa dayan. What he saw doesn't work. והטעם הוא כמו שמבארים בתוספות, משום דקבלת עדות פסולה בלילה. ואם בך אגב, נהנו צריכים כלל לעדות, מה אכפת לנו בזה? So if they see it at night, it's puzzle. Why is it puzzle? Because nighttime can't be made. So if Eidus isn't necessary, then who cares that they saw it at night? Eidus isn't necessary. Ma echpat lanu baze? What do we care? They saw it at night. But Eidus isn't necessary. So why do we say that if they saw it at night, that's it, we don't say Nasa Dayan. Shalote Shmiya Gdola Meriya, they saw it. And then the next day, let them judge based on what they saw. And okay, so it's not good. The Eidus isn't a good Eidus because it was at night, but we don't need Eidus. Ela vaday shma mina shachidush hu baze sheinam tzrichim lahagadat Eidut lefnei acherim ki hariya gufa nechshevet lehagada beofen shebishat hariya havei kabalat Eidut shel atzmam. וכיוון שאין מקבלים עדות בלילה, בשביל כך אין עד נעשה דיין. Beautiful. You see from here that the chiddush is only that you don't need Haggadah Eidus in front of others. You don't actually need Haggadah Eidus. Because the Riyah itself is the Haggadah. The Riyah is the Eidus. That's the Etzem Eidus in such a way that B'shas HaRiyah, when they saw it, there was Kabbalah Eidus. The Kabbalah Eidus of themselves. And since when I'm a Kabbal Eidus Balayla, if they see it at night, ain't Eid Nasadayin, Givaldik. Because the seeing is the Eidus. You don't require Haggadah's Eidus, but you require the Etzem Eidus. ומכאן אנו רואים עוד יותר שלא רק שגם בדיינים אנו צריכים לעצם העדות. We see even more than not only בדיינים do we require the very עדות, אלא שבאינן גם לקבלת עדות. Not only do you need the עצם עדות, you need the קבלת עדות. ורק שאנו מחשבים כאילו הדיינים בעצמם מקבלים עדותם גופה. So it's like they're מקבל their עדות. In other words, you need the Eidus, and you need Kabbalah Eidus. At night, there's Kabbalah Eidus. When they see it, that's considered Kabbalah Eidus. What is not done at night? The saying of the Etzem Eidus and the Kabbalah Eidus. And here, since seeing is the Etzem Eidus and the Kabbalah Eidus, and that's done at night, it's disqualified. Because we're makbid on all the dinim of Kabbalah Eidus. And because Tosfos says, Mishum de Kabbalat Eidut psula balayla. Kabbalat Eidut. Kabbalah Eidus is possible at night. So not only do we require the Etzem Eidus, we require Kabbalah Eidus. And since the Kabbalah Eidus, the Etzem Eidus, and the Kabbalah Eidus is the seeing, is the viewing of this event, of this episode, and it was done at night. It's puzzle. So we have a Sered Eidus, a new din in Eidus. Seeing is Eidus, and therefore, if you see at night, Ein Eid Nasadayin. Seeing is Etzem Eidus. It's like Haggadah Eidus, and it's also Kabbalah Eidus. Kabbalah Eidus is possible, Lila says Tosis. So therefore, if they see it at night, Ein Eid Nasadayin. They can't judge because their testimony is not good testimony. Beautiful. So sweet friends, obviously there's so much more to say. And we say Tafasta Meruba Lo Tafasta. The Olam likes shorter shiurim, I understand. 10-minute shiur, the 5-minute shiur, the 2-minute shiur, the 9.5-second shiur. So, b'siyata d'shmaya, we shall continue. I hope God should give us life. We have thousands of more shiurim we want to give just on this topic of Talmudic methodology. And we should be zocha l'modu l'amed l'shmor v'la'aselt u l'kayem את כל דברי תלמוד תורתו באהבה. אמן ואמן. שלום שלום, אהובה ידידיי מוריי ורבותיי.